All right, what's on your mind?
Jack, what's the biggest thing you guys got to do better than 15 against the Chargers?
Better? Looking forward to playing good football. You know, what was and whether it was good or bad really doesn't matter going forward. We need to play well and help our football team win, and that's all it comes down to.
Longer third downs, part of the key to that?
I'm sorry?
Longer third down situations?
That's good. That's always good for any defense, you know. Certainly, they've done an excellent job throughout the year in third down, getting to third and manageables, and obviously that's been very big for them. They're, you know, the regular season, they're first in the league at it, and continue to do it well last week.
And Jack, can you describe Champ Bailey's role in this game and how his progression's been, your confidence in him and all that stuff?
Yeah, he'll be ready to help us, however we call on him, and good football player, and he's been playing the last couple of weeks and kind of, emerging as a guy that, once again can be counted on to do great things for us. You know, I think he's been a tremendous player throughout his career, and we're glad that he's back and healthy and involved and ready to roll.
Is it possible he's at his best right now that he's been all season?
I don't really care to kind of talk in those terms. I mean, I think, for us, we're just doing all we can right now to dial in the Chargers and what they do well and what they like to do and what we need to do to stop them. And we're counting on everybody. You know, we're counting on Champ. We're counting on, everybody on our roster to do their part, be prepared, understand what it takes, to do their part, play fast, play well together, and have fun.
How much more aggressive can you be with your front seven now that Champ's as healthy as he has been this season?
Well, anytime you have, cover people, you can do more in terms of being aggressive and playing man and doing those types of things. So, we mix it. I mean, that's what we do. And we'll put a good plan together and go after them.
Jack, you got three guys in your secondary. Quentin Jammer, Champ Bailey, Michael Huff, first-round draft picks, longtime starters, a bunch of Pro Bowls in there, and yet they've accepted a kind of part-time, sub-package type roles. I mean, that's almost unheard of. Did you, by design, was that as you assembled this team during the season?
Well, first of all, let's remember who assembled the team.
Yeah.
That would be John Elway. it's our job, our task, to do what we can with our guys. I think, certainly we're talking about guys that, probably are not in their prime, but yet remain valuable. And so they've been able to be great teammates, great team players, and find a role where we can utilize their abilities. And part of that is the wisdom of their experience, and part of that is it being really good players.
Having been with
guys not being quite in their prime, like you said, with those older guys, and many times with great athletes, they get to that point where they're a little bit older and they can't really figure out how to change their role, whereas with Champ, it seems like he's really accepted sort of all of the changes and figured out his body's limitations now.
Well, I think that's just a natural progression of it. And some people do it well and are very professional and great teammates and remain that, and some struggle with that. So, we're fortunate, that we have guys here that understand that winning the game is what's most important. Understanding what they need to get done for us on Sunday is what's most important. And sometimes you have to put, personal ambitions aside and think more in terms of the team and less in terms of your individual self.
Having coached Terrence for most of his career, how pleased are you not only with his growth as a player this year, but as a leader on the D-line?
Well, yeah, Terrence has had a great, I would call it a bounce-back year. I think he's comfortable here, understands what is expected of him, and is doing a great job of leading that group and communicating. I think if you were to talk to Sly, it's been invaluable for him to have Terrence, right there, able to talk with him, explain to him, share things with him, and really help bring him along. I think that's has been great for him.
Jack, how do you think San Diego's offensive balance has helped Phillip Rivers?
Well, Mike's done a good job with first of all, Phillip's a good player. Mike's done a good job going in there and putting the offense together and putting the pieces together and doing a nice job. I mean, I don't know what else to say. They're a good team. They're playing well. I think they're 10-7 on the year. We're 13-3 on the year. You know what that means? Nothing. We're going to go out there and compete. We've got a good team. They have a good team, and we're going to go at it. Divisional team. that we know, they know us, and we'll go at it Sunday and decide who gets to advance.
Coach, your families and your better halves put just as much kind of time and commitment into the season. Your family's certainly football-oriented. Do they get cranked up? Do you start getting texts from the kids and they start getting fired up? Or is it just business as usual for them?
Business as usual, yeah. No, they don't get extra cranked up. They might ask for a few more tickets for their friends, but that's about it.
Is it harder to game plan against the Chargers because McCoy knows this team so well?
No, it's not.